How was Mother's Day weekend for you and your mother? How was the breakfast?
It was amazing. Yes, I got all her ingredients for her French toast and her omelet and her ham. And surprisingly, she ate maybe 80% of it.
Okay.
All right. I know, which is good for her. And then for dinner, I got her some flowers. She said she didn't really want nothing, but I got her some flowers. And because she was like, well, you take such good care of me, I guess I shouldn't ask for anything.
Okay.
I was like, damn, Skippy, no. And then I grilled for dinner. So I did some beef links and some chicken wings, some corn, some sketty, and a crab salad. And I made ribs for the first time.
Like on the grill?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
And I ain't never made ribs on the grill. And I feel like people who be like Barbie, like grillers, they be like, you gotta smoke it and then you gotta have it in there for 17 hours. And I was like, okay. So I looked on YouTube and found some little recipe and I put mustard on it because I've seen a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And then I seasoned it up and then I put it on the non-coal side of the grill and I let it cook over there some. And then I got some aluminum foil.
All right.
And I put some butter in there because I saw that. And I put some some barbecue sauce in there and I wrapped it up tight and then I put it back on the fire side of the grill. And I let it cook a little longer. And then I took it out of the aluminum foil and let it get a little charred a little bit.
You want to say it like the British people? Aluminium? That's what they say?
No. Right? Nope. I've been calling it aluminum foil since I was a kid. And then I put it on the grill, let it charred up a little bit. And then I didn't even eat. You know, what is it about when you do all that cooking, you just don't be hungry? Yeah. I had a link and I was good for the night and I ate the rib until the next day. And when I tell you it came right off the bone, I was like, oh, go me? Let me find out. Hey. So that was that. Well, how was your Mother's Day with your mom?
Before we get to Mother's Day, we got to start with Saturday. Because Saturday was my aunt's 75th birthday party. And I get there. First of all, my brother gets there mad early. I think it started at 5 o'clock. He hit me like, yo, we here. Ain't nobody here. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And we get there probably around 6. I wanted to stop by and get a gift card or whatever. Because listen, I love my aunt. I love my family. But this is Mother's Day weekend, so I can't really be doing too much. So I just got like a $25 gift card to Target, and I bought her a card, like, you know, which is, have y'all bought a card for somebody that you kind of know, but don't, like, you know, very little? I don't know my aunt's ins and out that well. I met them when I was kids, and we hung out or whatever, but I was hanging out with their kids. Wasn't really knowing them. All I know is she loved God. So I found a card that says something about God. So we go there, we get there, and I don't know why I didn't realize so many of my family. I knew my aunts and uncles were going to be there, but a lot of my cousins were also there as well. So we get in there, me and Sarah, and I kiss y'all on that. It was basically like a soul train line. First of all, I saw my niece was on me. My niece was calling me like, Uncle John, where you at? I said, I'm walking in. I don't see you. I'm like, relax. So we see my mom and dad and we give them a hug. Then we go down this line and it's my Aunt Gwen, my Aunt Aretha, my Uncle Dexter, my Uncle George, my Uncle Lawrence, my Uncle LC. Is that all of them? Did I do all of them? Y'all check. Because my Aunt Carolyn passed away. God bless the dead. And then my Aunt Waddell was my Aunt Stavella. I have to say the full name because if I say my Aunt Steve, y'all might think I'm talking about somebody who's trans. My friends did this before. They looked at me and my brother like, Aunt Steve. And I'm like, oh, yeah, her name's Stavella. But we just say Steve because it's short.
I feel like we got to call her Stevie or something.
Yeah, we should have been on Stevie. So, yeah, we go through everybody. they liked her. She did. Shout out to Sarah. She did an amazing job as far as mingling, talking to all my cousins, meeting my family. My aunt Waddell walked in a 30 minutes later to this big surprise. She was so shocked to see me, as everybody is, because I rarely be coming out. She gave me a big hug. Shout out to all my aunties, though. They live their best life. First of all, my down south aunties, for some reason, love the blues. And I cannot explain to y'all this transformation that happened, because we would go down south as kids and it would be mostly the same rap music, R&B music we listen to up here. But also they was 3-6 Mafia, No Limit, stuff like that. Because they from the south.
But No Limits, let me tell you how Make a Say came on the other day. And you know how you be like, you going to skip a song. You're like, I don't really want to listen to this, but you don't skip right away. And after you get in, you be like, yo, I'm in it now.
No. P here, we there. Like, no, it's over.
Look, mama that, like, I was like, come on now.
Oh, but one summer we went down there. And I kid y'all not, my cousins was listening to the blues. And we were like, what is going on? Y'all don't be listening to the blues? No, it's depressing. And I was
we are cultured.
Yes. I told Sarah about that. I said, and it sounds crazy because I grew up on hip hop. I was in the golden age of the 90s when they were talking about killing, shooting, drug dealing, women were bitches. I don't know if it was the beat, but man, somebody singing about they last $2 and I be stroking. That wasn't doing nothing for me. I'm like, this sound like old man music. Like my aunties got out there. My aunties from Michigan. They came. They was living their life. And it was a few things that happened during this party. I like the fact that my niece was there. Because I tell you guys all the time, my niece looks Mexican. She's brown, though. But she looks Mexican. And my cousin, who my aunt Waddell, one of her daughters, Lisa, her son was there. He's actually lives in Alaska because he's in the military. And his wife is Asian. And he brought his son. And I think it's important to be familiar/comfortable with the black side of your family.
Yes.
And when the electric slide broke out, I saw my niece was hesitant, but my mom grabbed her. I saw that her grandson was hesitant, Lisa's grandson, but she grabbed him. I was like, you just got to be cool and comfortable with it. A couple of other things, though. My niece was familiar with this area that we had this event at because she plays soccer or whatnot. So we go to this little park and I said, oh, this little park that's right here is designed for 2 to 5 year olds. You nine, it's too big. She said, there's another park around the corner. And I was like, how do you know about this park? Oh, I play soccer. Now, I knew about the park, too.
Because
I
all the parks.
Yes. I walk this lake. It's Waubonsie Lake. So we go over there. And as soon as we get there to this side of this park, so many kids come out of nowhere like, Ellie. It was all her friends. I got to see my niece interact with her friends. First of all, shout out. She had 2 black friends. I was cool with that. I was like, oh, and shout out the one friend who said, is this your cool uncle? Me and the friend who said, is this your grandpa? We got beef. I was like, grandpa, what do I look old enough to be?
Listen, these kids insult the hell out of you real fast.
For real. So that was dope. They were really, kids are forever kids. Last week, these kids in my school discovered bunny ears. I said, okay, all right. I'm hanging out with my niece and her friends, and they are the rudest to this little boy. Get out of here. You stink. You're the worst. And I'm like, yo, what is going on? He said, I know. They're mean to me in class, too. And I was like, what? And I, you know what? It took a lot to be like, they might like you or they don't like you now. But when you get to high school and you fill out, they might don't. It's nothing. Right. What else happened at this little party? Oh, my cousins, you hang out with your family. Do y'all make plans in advance? Because I asked this. It was time to go. And they all, so where we finna go next? I'm going home. Like, y'all should have been told me we were going
that y'all
somewhere.
Wanted to do something else.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? I talked to my cousin Pookie, a.k.a. Freeman. I talked to my cousin Michael Jr. about buying houses and stuff like that because he had bought a house the last time we talked. My cousins have issues with me because they don't see me, even though I tell them that I'm on Facebook from time to time. I was like, I see y'all, but I don't interact. Right. So I'm like, you're right. I'm gonna interact more. I get to telling my cousin Pookie about my surgery for my nose and how I want to go down to Holly Springs, Mississippi, because I miss the way it smelled. And as I'm explaining this to him, I tell him that Sarah hates Holly Springs. Okay. And he says, you don't like Holly Springs. You got family from Holly Springs. Also told him about Ancestry.com and how long the Robinsons and Jeffries have been down there for so long. And he asked Sarah, who you related to? And she said, the Burdens. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know the Burdens, blah, blah, this, blah, blah.
The world is entirely too small.
Well, Holly Springs is really small. It is like that. Was it Gossip Girl? Is like in a small town? Is that the show, I think?
Never seen it.
No, what's the one with, not Gossip Girl? Shoot, it's a CW show. The one you have, I think the one you did watch.
Gilmore Girls?
Yes. It's Gilmore Girls. I think it's that small. Like, is Holly Springs, for most of my life, only had a Sonic and a KFC. The biggest thing that they got was a Walmart later on when I was like 19. So it's really a tiny town. She asked her about, is one of your relatives a teacher? She had no clue. She's like, I don't pay attention.
Don't talk to them people, but don't be down there. I don't know. But
it's because Sarah's the baby of her family. And there's about a 17-year difference, or like a 13, 12-year difference between her brother and her, which was third in line. So when she went to Mississippi, she was by herself. When we went to Mississippi, I hung out with all my cousins.
Right.
So we have a different view of what was fun in Holly Springs. So I get it. And I told my cousins, like, yo, if y'all ready to travel, we can travel. One of my cousins says they go to San Francisco every year to watch Golden State Warrior game in December. I'm there. Let's go. I don't care. I got a passport. Y'all want to leave the country? We can do that too. Before we leave this entirely, something happened that's going to lead us into Mother's Day. So my Sarah was talking to my mom and dad, and she asked my mom, did she get something in the mail? And my mom said, yeah, I got some flowers. Was that from you? And Sarah said, yeah, happy Mother's Day. Why my dad jumped out the window? He said, oh, I got in trouble. I didn't know those were from you. I thought she had a secret admirer and got mad that somebody was sending my mom flowers. And then my mom was like, he don't ever send me no flowers. So I don't even know what you're getting mad. I asked him to buy me flowers. He don't even do it. And then he saw somebody sending her flowers and was like,
and got upset.
Who giving you flowers? Where you get these flowers from?
Wasn't you? Do better.
Shoot. Yes. So then that leads us to Mother's Day. I end up making Sarah some breakfast. She never asked for French toast. So she wants French toast. And I did the quick Google search, as one does.
Got to get you a little brioche bread.
That's exactly what I did.
Yep. I got Sarah Lee's artesian brioche.
Same thing. It was on sale at Jewel for like $2.50. So I was like, oh, say less. Because they was like, yo, brioche bread. And I was like, the picture they had was you slicing it yourself, which I have no problem with. I could have bought a loaf. But then I saw it was sliced for me. Say less. Made it, put a little what we do? Some vanilla, some cinnamon, a little ginger. Something else I forgot I threw in there was good. Some bacon, sausage, eggs. And then went to go see my mom. I met this lady just in time to go give her AirPods. Because as soon as I synced it for her, they so simple, y'all. You just put them next to her. But, you know, it's my mom. She said, oh, good. Help me up. I'm like, okay, I'm out. Where you going? I'm hanging out with my sisters. I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Say less again. But...
just ended up talking to my brother for about an hour or so, then came home. Don't know. I called Sarah. I was like, yo, what are we going to eat? And I didn't do a good job of, what's that called? Like doing reservations or anything. I didn't think nothing of it. She went to go see her mom. And we ended up going to Chili's because she really likes Chili's.
They're supposed to be closing up the Chili's.
The Red Lobsters. We're going to get into that.
And the Red Lobsters, but I heard it was both.
We get to Chili's because she was already out. So she said, I'll meet you there. We get there. When I'm pulling up, I see a lot of smoke. I said, man, they really up here grilling. All right, let's go. We walk in and they seat us right away. One of our servers was hit us up and said, hey, I'm gonna be right with you. Just give me a second. You know, take your time. We're looking through the menu. And then one person came from the back, was like, y'all need to get out. Y'all need to leave right now. So everybody, hey, I commend them in an orderly fashion. Nobody tripped over anything. Walked outside. We saw all this smoke. We had to wait for the police to show up. The fire department showed up. And we was out there for about a good 20 minutes. And they were blaming it on somebody threw out some fajitas. They were too hot. Like, it wasn't cool all the way down. But I was like, whatever.
Oh, no. Okay.
We get back in there. Because a lot of people left, which, hey, I can't blame you. You got free food, so you end up leaving. We get back in there, then there was other people who just got their food, and they were like, yo, we're going to make you another meal fresh. That's not going to cost you anything. If you want to take it home, you want to finish, just do that. People behind us, they got their meal 50% off. Cool. We didn't get nothing because we didn't get served yet. I was like, damn it, if we had just came a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier, yes.
We could have got some. I was like, why don't we get something for our time? We were seated. Y'all saw us. But yeah, that was Mother's Day weekend. And that leads us to this weekend. I know at the beginning of, at the end of April, I talked about how May was a busy and expensive month. But I'm really appreciative. Because I don't know how many more Mays I'm going to have with two women for Mother's Day. Because my mom's getting older. She's in good health, right, but she's getting older. Also, the fact that the first weekend I spent time with my godson and my friend and all his boys were there. That was family. Last weekend, I was with my family. And then this weekend, Melissa graduates. So her sisters are coming up from Tennessee. So I'm going to be with their family. And then I think Memorial Day weekend, we're going to chill. Maybe just go out to eat because that'd be Sarah's birthday weekend. Do you do before or after? What say you? When do you celebrate? Both?
For Memorial Day?
No. If your birthday, because Sarah's birthday is on a Wednesday, do you do the weekend before or the weekend after to celebrate?
I feel like it's based on the schedule. I think I try to do it before. Okay. I'm very big on doing shit on the day of, though. Like, I want you to feel special today. Because for some reason, then it's probably just a me thing. If my birthday on a Wednesday and we like, oh, we're going to go out Sunday. I'm like, oh, that's nice. What are we doing on my birthday? Like, that's just. And then if you wait till after my birthday, I'm like, so we didn't do nothing on my birthday. Like, I always just feel that way and I don't know why. So I intentionally always try to do something on the actual birthday. But if my, Wednesday is a tough time, though, because I feel like if your birthday Monday, Tuesday, then you do it the weekend before, and if it's Thursday, Friday, you do it the weekend after.
But Wednesday smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to do with this?
And before I forget, I did get Sarah a wine subscription at Cooper's Hawk. She got the sweet one, which is, it worked out for me because she loves sweet wine, but it's the least expensive one out of all of them. I think the most expensive one is the variety because you get to pick. But yeah, got that. Let's see. We got some topics to get into. Did you watch the Black Twitter docuseries on Hulu?
I started to watch it and then I fell asleep. So okay. I have to go back and revisit that. But I started watching it.
It's good. It's good. I didn't realize that when you're telling the history of Black Twitter, you're going to really be telling the history of the time, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is from 2007 to 2024 when it ends, they're giving you a recant not only what was going on Black Twitter, but also what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Right.
So in that first episode, they were doing hashtags and they were talking about the Meet Me in Temecula when dude fought.
I forgot about so many of those things when they were telling the story. I was like, shit, that was a thing.
The only one that didn't stick out to me was the Thanksgiving clapback. I was like, maybe I was too busy watching football.
But I remember that.
Yeah, to me, it didn't stick out. Obviously, Black Girl Magic. And then Twitter After Dark. When I forgot what one of them said. People was tweeting like they didn't have a job. But at that time in Twitter, you weren't really worried about somebody like getting you fired. You know, it felt like it was an understanding of we're going to say some wild shit here, you know.
And we all, we cool good with the wild shit.
Nobody going to dig up nothing. The Rihanna versus Ciara, I tried to explain it to Sarah. I said I was there. I thought it was hilarious.
I saw that and I heard about it. I just don't feel like I remember witnessing it.
Yeah, I was online that night. It was a nighttime when it happened, when they were going back and forth. And I was like, I was just going, because at that time, I don't think I didn't follow him, but it was so early on Twitter.
Yeah.
That you couldn't do what I'll just follow both of them and I could see. But that back and forth was great. What else? Scandal. How Twitter helps Scandal.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was dope. Oh, this is what I thought about, because they were talking about.
Did they talk about the award shows? Because I was like, they talked about Scandal. And I was like, I don't remember them being like, it also made us watch like all our award shows and stuff like that together.
All they did was, are we watching this as a family or not? But they didn't get into the intricate details, because it wasn't just, you're right. Award shows would have been dope to bring up. But I don't know how they would have, they could just mention it.
Because I swear that it was so big on Twitter, because that was when Kanye did the Taylor Swift thing. And I remember like seeing that on my timeline, like, what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm. So they were talking about like how Twitter, how black people found each other on Twitter. And what someone didn't bring up, which I wish I kind of was there, because a lot of things they went into details and I didn't know that much about. But what helped me early on Twitter was there were certain apps, and maybe it might have been Uber Twitter or something like that on my BlackBerry, that had it where you could find local people. I remember I can put in my zip code or whatever and find people around me. But what I was end up doing was putting in Chicago. So that's how I ended up following so many Chicago people. Because I'm like, oh, y'all near me.
What everything I felt like was word of mouth for me. Like, it was very much follow Friday.
Yes.
And it was very much following who my people follow. Yes. So like, if my friend had a clique of people, I'm like, oh, okay, I met one or two or three of them, then I just followed all of them. Then it was the Twitter meetups.
See, I never participated in any Twitter meetups.
Well, I hate to call them a Twitter meetup, but like, it would be like, I met somebody from Chicago Twitter and we became friends in real life. And then I went to go hang out with them. And the names that I saw in my timeline was all in the room. And I would like myself, like, I've seen people, like, you know, you retweet somebody. And it became a point that you were like, oh, so you're Sexy Shell. Oh, you are such and such. Like, you start naming people, you start calling people by their handle. And then I started following more people, because now that I had met you, I'm like, oh, let me follow you on this.
Yes.
Oh, the good old days.
I know. That's what all it was reminding me of, is thinking about all those good times we used to have. Yo, y'all might like talk bad about me. I hope this is a safe space. But they talked about the Whitney Houston, GIF. GIF, because it moves. Oh, GIF. But not the one where she's looking around when they like when somebody says, "Take your time, Pastor." And it was the one where she's pointing the fingers. Why I never knew that was Whitney Houston and Natalie Cole. I thought it was Don Lewis from A Different World. I didn't know it was Natalie Cole until they said it.
They really do. They do look similar.
Yeah, but I always thought, like, why is Don Lewis on stage? I knew she could sing, and A Different World probably was a big thing, but I was like, why was she on stage? I said, oh, that's Natalie Cole and Whitney Houston pointing at each other like that? Cool. Also, before we leave this episode, you might have got to this part where each episode, they have a group of people talking about Twitter and things they saw or why they're famous on Twitter or whatever. The first episode, they're at a brunch. The second episode is a barbecue. In the third episode, they're at a bar. When I was watching that first episode, I was like, yo, how old are these people? Because they seemed older. And I thought to myself, yo, when you was on Twitter, you was in your late 20s. Now you're in your early 40s. So you the same way. Somebody will look at you like, you kind of old. What? How long have you been on Twitter?
It was one dude that was older than the rest of us. And like, if we were, and that's not like he was old, but if we were 26, 27, he was probably 32. Yes. And so now I look at, whenever I randomly get on Twitter and I see certain people, I'm like, bro, you really been like, we really been on this app for this long time. And I'm like, and now people celebrate, it's my 45th, nigga, what? Like, how did we get here? be feeling like the age I am.
In a good way or a bad way? I'm confused.
In a good way. Like, I have to remind myself I am a woman of a particular age. And it just don't feel like that. It don't seem like that anymore.
All right. So we'll get back to episode 2 and episode 3 of Black Twitter on Hulu, A People's History. I think it's something like that. You watch X-Men.
I did watch X-Men.
I think they stuck the landing. And now I want season 2. And I hope to God that we don't get a P-Valley type situation where we're like, season 2 is 2026.
I heard that season 2 was supposed to come quick. Like, they was trying to get them rolling out. Now, I don't know how true that is. That's just what I heard.
I would hope so, because they did a good job of wrapping up the Sebastian story. And then, it said production of X-Men 97 season 2 began in September 2023, several months before. So, okay, animatics for the entire season 2 run have already been completed as of March. And season 3 is also already in development alongside season 2.
Good.
Yes. All right, let's talk about this episode, though. So, spoiler alert for X-Men 97. This Sebastian fight, where Jean had to use remnants of the Phoenix to defeat Sebastian, quote-unquote defeat, and he ended up taking Cable's arm, whooping him with it, and then morphing into, like, his final form.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went over to fight Cyclops and them, and then after... Well, Beast used a Sentinel, something like that, stepped on him. They offered him a spot on the team. Like, all right, I get the X-Men are the good guys. But how would the rest of the mutant community looked at this? Like, yo, what he did on Genosha, we are not forgiving this.
We not forgiving that. Not at all. Ain't no way.
Yeah, I get y'all the X-Men. But, I mean, y'all could have sent him to the raft. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that y'all got to kill this man. I also want to talk about this Professor X Magneto inside his mind and trying Professor X's goal to save him. Because, like, if I can't save him, I can't save humanity. I liked the conversation at the bar about, you know, any other mutants and blah, blah, and them basically coming out to each other. I like that this raft they had, where his kids were on the raft, but he couldn't see their faces. For those who don't know, he could only see Rogue's face. Polaris, who also has a little bit of magnetism, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver. I don't like the fact that they retconned that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver as his kids, because I grew up with them being his kids. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that when it came to his conclusion, and he's like, I am Magneto. Because I want to know what this government got going. Like, who else got protocols? Because y'all have a Magneto protocol and then sent these missiles, and not knowing that if we destroy this thing, this could hit the Earth and that was going to destroy everything else. So thank goodness he comes out of his coma or whatever and saves the world. So I think he had a great arc. It was Jamie Lannister-esque of him being this bad guy, taking over X-Men, like, all right, Charles, you want me to do this, to being like, see, I was right, this is why I shouldn't do this. And then he ended up saving, maybe he didn't want to, because technically he could say, I didn't care about the humans, I cared about the mutants that was on Earth, and I didn't want them to die. That could have been it. Did you have any favorite cameos before we get into this post-credit stuff?
No, I was just like, post-credit me.
Yeah, real quick, we had, what, Daredevil, Silver Samurai, Iron Man, Captain America, T'Chaka, not T'Challa.
I saw that. I was like, who?
This confusing, because I want to say when the original X-Men cartoon on Fox aired, it was T'Challa in that suit. And of course, T'Challa and Storm are supposed to be the same age because they get together.
Right.
So I don't know about that. Peter Parker and Mary Jane was in there. Psylocke, Omega Red, Puck, tons. I liked it because it makes the world feel so big. Even Mr. Fantastic was in it. And Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yes. So, you know, what was I looking at? It was talking about Doctor Strange. I think I was watching a recap or something, and I only watched the first Doctor Strange movie once, and I had forgot like his hands was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Got I like it. Forgot all about it, and I'm like, damn, because he uses hands now.
Yeah, yep, yeah. The best hands and the best. He got in a car accident, and he lost his hands. So we get this post credit scene. It when that well first of all, the post credit is. Let's not get there first. We have to go to, they save the world. 6 months later, Forrest can't find nobody except for Bishop shows up and was like, it's not where the X-Men are, it's when the X-Men.
Yeah.
We go 3000 BC. As soon as this happened, I said, okay, Apocalypse about to show up.
I was like, so I'm watching it, and y'all know I didn't really watch the whole cartoon, nor did I read the comic books and all of this other stuff. So I'm like, lost a little bit. And I was talking to my friend, and he was like, oh, poor baby. And I was like, because he was like, did you see the I know we're not that, but he was like, did you see the post credit? I'm like, yeah. He was like, ain't you happy? Yeah. Like, I just was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Wait, I want to talk to the friend. I wonder why he would think you would be happy.
Well, he was like, I feel like the fans is happy, but the character itself is probably not going to be happy. And I was like, right.
That's what I'm. So, yeah, in this post-credit scene, we see Apocalypse in his form that we're used to on the island of Genosha, digging through the rubble. And he picks up Gambit's Queen of Heart. And he talks mm-hmm. about, like, oh, my children. Because for those mm-hmm. who don't know, Apocalypse is the first mutant. And so now the theory is he is building his four horsemen of the apocalypse, and yeah. Gambit is going to be death.
Be one of the horsemen. Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, I'm happy. You'll be happy that Gambit's back.
But Gambit's like, back. That's what guy. He was saying. Like, ain't you happy? And I was like, not what?
It's a good term because it seemed throughout the whole episode they were teasing Onslaught, which was a combination of Professor Xavier and Magneto. But they didn't go that route. So cool. I'm cool with that. So yeah, when they was in Egypt, 3000 BC, half the team meets Insabarnu. I don't remember. I should have wrote how to pronounce this man's name. But really, Apocalypse, when he first was born as this fighter. And then the other team is in the future, and they meet Nathan Summers as a child. So it seems like Jean and Cyclops are going to be able to raise, quote-unquote, their son, which I thought was a good moment, too. Them telling him goodbye, him accepting that Jean is his mother as well. Some good moments in this episode. But yeah, I can't wait. I kind of want X-Men 97. I wish they timed it better to like this weekend we was going into Deadpool. But I like we still gotta wait on Deadpool. But yeah, I enjoyed that show.
I enjoyed it. I'm ready for the next part.
The next part. Now I don't got nothing to watch either. I need to find
I was about to say, like, now I'm just out of stuff to watch because we had this short ass TV season. And I'm like, shows as I feel like just came back. It's like, final episode next. Like, you just came back. What do you mean?
What are your thoughts on this Real Housewives of Atlanta cast? They finally put out the whole cast.
I don't know half these women, but that's okay. I'm okay with that because I feel like we didn't know the women when we started the damn show. So, I'm okay with
it. For me, because obviously Sarah didn't know. When she showed it to me, because she watched from season one, I only knew I knew Eric Snow as a basketball player. I didn't know his wife at all.
Right.
So Cynthia Bailey's going to return as a friend. We got Portia Williams, Kenya Moore, Drew Sidora, Shamia.
Which I'm surprised because Roman had it for Shamia, like her husband never really wanted her on the show. That's why she was friend of the show for so long.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, they then came to something.
And then the new ladies is Angela Oakley. Is that Charles Oakley's wife?
I was wondering the same thing.
Brittany Eady, which that name sounds familiar to me. And Kelly. What's this? Kelly Farrell? Farrell? So... yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. That sounds nice.
Angela Oakley is a vice president and chief financial officer of WellPower, a community behavior organization. No, that's not, because that's based in Colorado. I don't think that's the right one. But yeah, my first thought was, who are these people? That was my first thought.
But like, I'm actually okay with giving me people I don't really know.
You think so? I'm trying to think about, is it better? Like, is it a good mixture? What you won't know until it come out, but what's the mixture I would go for?
I think it's giving younger. So that's why I think it's a good mixture. I feel like the only oldest person on the show now is Kenya, meaning age-wise, because I feel like everybody else is 30, early 40.
Says Real Housewives of Atlanta. So this from the Neighborhood Talk. Real Housewives of Atlanta to allegedly sign on wife of Sheree. Oh, so it is Charles Oakley. I guess Sheree used to date Charles Oakley.
Oh, that's why Sheree ain't even know him no more.
Definitely not. Okay. It is what it is. And then Aneka is one and done on Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah, good riddance.
Dang.
I mean, but
see, she's one of the one. She was somebody you didn't know.
Why that's did, true, why didn't it but work? Like, she just wasn't. I don't know. I think that. I mean, it's honestly, she probably deserved a season two because I don't think we really got to know her season one.
Yeah, for them to think it was a good idea for her not to establish herself before she butted heads with a cast member, I thought that was a bad move.
Yeah.
Think about if she had a solid first season of getting to know the girls, just a little bit of drama, and then this pregnancy journey she was on, and then season two, her and why can't remember old girl name? Who does she? The doctor. What's her name?
I'm sorry. What now?
Who did Aneka butt heads with? What's her girl?
Oh, Dr. Wendy.
Yes, I was gonna say Whitney. I'm like, that is not her name.
That is not it.
Yeah. They should just let that wait. Let that fester. There's a rumor that Giselle is struggling to shoot this season of Real Housewives of Potomac.
Is her friend not there?
Yes.
Because she ain't got who? Y'all so lucky Candace not back on this show. Because, like, who is she? Who's she going to shoot with?
Yeah, because the kids are...
unless she shoot like her twins, I think just graduated high school. So unless you shoot it now to get that piece, and then what you gonna do? Redo the same storyline from last season? Oh, my babies are going off to school.
Yeah, you can't repeat that. You can't. All right, we got some quickies before we get out of here. The BET Awards have just announced.
Shit, did it?
Their nominees today. Drake leads the nomination with 7, while Nicki Minaj has 6. We know some of the performances, which include Glorilla, Latto, Money Long, Sexy Red, Shaboozey, and Victoria Monet.
Okay, not a bad.
In the set to air June 30th, 2020, of course, at 8 Eastern, 7 Pacific, 7 Central. What am I talking about? How could it be 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific? It's not live? I'm confused. That don't make any sense. I was like, where did I get this from? This little website had it. I was like, I don't think that's how that works. And then I had the Red Lobster closing 50 locations. None of them are near us. So there were
I'm surprised because I feel like I don't be seeing nobody in the Red Lobster. I heard Chili's was up and closing too. And I'm like, I feel like that's wild because y'all just now, when I get on the TikTok now, everybody like chili. And I'm like, okay.
I like Chili's. Well,
I went to Chili's recently and it was pretty good.
Yeah. Them Texas cheese fries are delicious. but yeah, there was mostly, when I looked at that list of the 50 locations, I thought, I was like, is any of them near me? Because we got one in Aurora. There's a few in the city. Or near the city. But they were downstate. I was like, oh, okay, they probably were struggling. But here's my thing. Why are they struggling? Is it price to value? Is the American palate not feeling seafood right now? What is going on? I'm confused why they aren't working. The biscuits have been delicious forever.
The biscuits have been according to them, them endless shrimps was killing them.
Who did that though?
Well, let me tell you what Red Lobster really fumbled the bag at though. Why y'all ain't started doing crab balls? Because that made sense to me.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
You ain't got to put it in a bag, but they could have put it like on a little thingamabob, like a little tray or something if you don't want to look like the other crab boil spots. But like, you're a seafood place. You were dominating for forever. You don't think times is changing. Let me change with it a little bit. And I'm going to tell you the other reason why I feel like Red Lobster, Chili's, and most of the little franchise places are struggling. Y'all customer service is fucking trash.
That would do it because... Even I get that people don't want to tip and stuff like that. That's fine. I mean, it's not because the restaurant should pay them better. But a lot of these places got takeout. I don't tip on takeout. I'm not a tipper on takeout. I don't know if it's good or bad, but like Chili's be having a 3 for $10.99. It's a good deal. You can get like a little chips and salsa. And if you do that, if you take it home, they give you such a big bag of chips. I'm like, why? We don't need all this, but all right, cool. I'll take it.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah. So take advantage of those deals. The ones in Illinois that are closing is Bloomingdale and Danville. I don't know where Danville is at. I've heard of Bloomingdale.
Danville is south suburby direction, I think.
Okay.
I believe. I remember seeing that sign when I'm coming, when I'm going that way.
That way.
Yeah.
There's rumors that Jennifer Lopez is getting divorced. This might be the worst year for her. She had that album nobody listened to.
If that's true, what's her man name?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck be seeming so annoyed anytime they together. So if that is true, that makes sense.
Yeah, the rumor is that he moved out the house. But yeah, she dropped an album nobody listened to. She did a weird movie docu thing that they uh-huh. said was weird. And then there's a concert that nobody's buying tickets to. So this is she might win worst year.
People is fed up, honey.
Then I wanted to get your thoughts on this bear or man question that has been going on the internet. Where they've asked women this question. If you were alone in the woods, would you rather encounter a bear or a man? And so many women have said a bear.
A bear?
It's like, I was like, oh, because at first on the surface, you just thinking, because I guess there's rules. It was obviously you're counting a man, you don't know. There's rules. For bears, like, you know, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, attack. I forgot what it is. Fight back or something like that.
I'm not attacking no bears. I'm not moving. I'm going to just sit here and pray that you walk away.
Yeah, so one woman's like, bear, a man is scary. A number of women echoed this response. This was a funny line. No one's going to ask me if I led the bear on or give me a pamphlet on bear attack prevention tips. Somebody else wrote, when I die, leave my body in the woods. The wolves will be gentler than any man. Another person said, I know a bear's intentions. I don't know a man's intentions, no matter how nice they are. Man, we got to do better if this is what women are out here thinking like, fam, I'd rather deal with a bear.
I don't want to run into no man in the forest. Like, no,
that is some scary shit.
Why are you here?
Well, that is the truth. That is from fairy tales to whatever. We have been taught like, you go in the woods, you try to get out the woods as soon as possible because you don't know who in there. And every time, like, let's say you and your friends are out, got lost because y'all was hiking or something. The dude who lives in the woods is, quote, he comes off as creepy. Like, what you doing out here by yourself? I feel like you can get away some things out here. So I get it. And here's the thing, too. Men have to learn that if women feel this way, it's not your job to be like, I'm not like that. Or y'all wild. Listen, you don't know what they've been through. Speaking of which, before my aunt's birthday party, I decided to take a nap. Before that nap, Sarah was watching Dateline or 2020 or something like that.
Oh, she in her old era.
Yeah, oh, she's been doing this. This is her thing. Yeah. And we were watching this episode about this DJ in Atlanta whose wife ended up dead. And these police were trying to figure out how she died, what happened, right? They interview him. He's like, yo, I got to explain this to my kids and all this. And they were like, yo. And this was like a string of things happening. This is around 2014. A string of these incidents was happening with DJs. And long story short, I said, Sarah, how much time we got left? She's like, it was another hour. And Sarah hates that when she watches TV with me sometimes, I just go and figure out who did it. Because I was like, I ain't got time for this.
You y'all go
like,
Google it.
Like, yeah, I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I said, yo, I'm going to go upstairs, take a nap. I'll get to this later. As soon as I went upstairs, I looked it up. Why did the husband do it? The husband hired a DJ to kill his wife because she was going to leave him and stuff like that. And it, with the kids, she had moved out with the kids, whatever. I don't know if this is ever going to resonate with anybody. And I told Sarah this. I pray to God you're not out there making enemies. Because if one of them take you out, guess who the police going to think it is? Me.
You.
They always look at the partner first.
Yeah.
You can't be this dumb. It's like, what are we doing?
You.
That's the first person they looking at. You know, and the sad part about it was that her father, who was in this news story, doesn't get to see his kids because when the husband got sentenced to life in jail or whatever, his family took the kids and they moved them out the state. So he's like, I lose my daughter and I lose my grandkids.
Yep.
I said, fam, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Do better.
Yeah. DJ, what was the DJ awesome one? A DJ named Andre Pugh hired his best friend, Adrian Earl Harley, as a hitman to kill his wife, Tiffany Jackson Pugh, in November 2014 at their home in East Point, Georgia. Harley went into the Pugh's home and shot Tiffany in the eye and chest, leaving her two-year-old child crying over her body.
Ooh, that's wild.
Andre, the husband, had called 911 to report his wife's murder without even going inside to see her body. So that's how he ended up getting caught. Here's the thing, though. The questions. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I probably don't have to tell y'all. None of my friends could ask me to kill any of their partners.
Not me, yeah, no.
In the moment they do, I'm calling the police on their ass. I'm like, you talking about killing your... And this man was the best man at the wedding. And even served at the pallbearer at her funeral. How... There's something wrong with y'all. I'm going to kill you and then I'm going to carry your casket to when you... So they were arrested December 4th, 2014 in 2018... Andre, the husband, was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for hiring Harley as the hitman to kill his wife. Harley was sentenced to life in prison for carrying out the murder for hire. What? I don't understand it.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense. All right. I need to find something else. I don't want to end on that.
That's a little dark. That's a little dark.
It's too crazy. What are the plans for this weekend? What are you... Oh, before you answer, you can hold all your thought. Sarah had to explain how graduations work to her parents, who were so confused that Melissa is not getting a real diploma when she walks across the stage.
I get it afterwards.
Yes. I said... It was the same way when I was there.
I was in school, yeah.
It was just a rolled up piece of paper. Then you went into another room and they gave it to
Grab
you.
Yeah.
They was like, I don't understand. I said, fam, who finna put? Have y'all seen what they look like? Usually they put it there in the little foldable thing.
Exactly. I wonder what mine is, though, because I feel like I ain't seen it in ages.
I got mine right next to me in one of these drawers. So I kept it. I got, even though it says Jeffries on it, I have it near me. So I'm good. But what you doing this weekend?
Well, Saturday, my friend's having a backyard again for his birthday. Okay. It is a luau theme, so that's cute. And I'm happy because the weather's going to be nice. It's supposed to be like 80, 81 or something like that this weekend. So I fucks with that. Other than that, that is my plans.
Did you see any of this club Shay Shay with Kel Mitchell?
I saw the clip of him talking about his ex-wife was pregnant by multiple men.
She ended up telling me that the baby that was aborted wasn't mine.
So the marriage was never the same after that, was it?
No, this is at the beginning.
Jesus.
It was a lot, you know, it was other times. She had gotten pregnant, other things, and it just got to a point.
She had gotten pregnant again?
Yeah.
While y'all were together?
Yeah.
And it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, come on, Kel!
It wasn't me.
And you stuck around?
I stuck around. But here's the thing. These were things that were being revealed. No.
How did you find this out? I want to know how you found this out. You read a letter. You got to it through the phone.
There was a thing where we weren't having sex anymore, and we weren't doing anything anymore.
You weren't having sex. Clearly, she was.
One day, I decided where I was like, yeah, I'm going to take the car and just kind of like go searching where she might be, because she don't be and come home. And so I got in the whip, went driving around, saw her whip. And I said, the hotel, I was like, yo, okay. I go to the lobby. Turns out dude just come walking down the lobby about to go to the car. And I'm like, oh, okay, what's up? Take me upstairs. So we go up. Of course, she's surprised. Oh, you know, and within the room, you know, I walk in there and I'm just like, hey, okay, so this is what's going on. And I walk out. After I went to the car, I was like, yo, I need to go back. I felt disrespected, so now I need to do something. So then I'm going back up there. Cops came, and I remember this cop told me, you need to get out of this situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Need to get out of this situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like a goofy, still stayed around.
So, Kel Mitchell said his ex-wife was cheating and getting pregnant by multiple men.
And that's what he said.
This is, according to him, this is his truth. I don't know who this helps. I don't know if you saw that his daughter came out and was like, fam, can you not do this? Because like, you don't need to talk about this. I've gotten it because, you know, you've said these things and now people come and say, my mom is a slut. It's like, this is why we have therapy.
And I'm like, why? What made you? And apparently the ex-wife came out and said some other stuff. Like, I guess he was lying or that he was cheating on her. But I'm like, I don't know why Kel would come out and tell such a lie. I can't say that I don't believe him.
This is the thing. I'm not saying he's lying. Who does it help?
Yeah.
Especially when I have a legitimate daughter with her. Love
Shay Shay just to be controversial.
Commenting, what's his daughter? Kel Mitchell's daughter urges actor to speak the truth after he claims ex-wife Taisha Hampton was impregnated by multiple men during their marriage. Commenting under the video of her dad's recent interview with Shannon Sharp, where he made allegations. Let's see what she wrote. Quote, Dad, I honestly don't understand why you keep putting this out there when I've told you how men I have been contacting me. She meant to say I have told you how men have been contacting me, calling me a slut because of my mother. I am your daughter as a woman. I'm so disappointed in you. I'll choose a bear of a man. That's what I'm saying. This doesn't help your daughter, and it doesn't help the mother, which I know you probably don't care about because you're like, she cheated on me.
Right.
But I wouldn't throw any of this out here. I'm like, I got therapy. Or I could say, hey, it didn't work out. And due to infidelity on her side. I ain't got... Because once you start putting all that extra sauce on it, oh, she was fucking niggas getting pregnant by them. Fam. Now it's like, oh, she dirty. It's the same thing with... And we didn't get into this. When Drake was coming at Kendrick and he was doing the, oh, Dave Free, your business partner, is the real father of your son. You know, I said, is this supposed to make Kendrick look bad or make Whitney and Dave Free look bad? Because if Sarah has a baby with somebody else, you can't call me out on that. Because either, unless you're saying I didn't know, or you're saying you're done for taking care of this child. But they look like the bad people. So when Kel is coming out here, I'm like, it's cool you trying to make your ex-wife look bad, but y'all have a kid together. I'm not trying to hurt your mama in public. I could just say it was infidelity, mostly on her part. That's why we didn't work out. I ain't got to give y'all these details because she know and I know. That's only two people that need to know. But Shannon is animated. Come on, Kel.
He is. He very much is. Did you see Gary Owens?
No, I saw a clip. What was Gary Owens talking about? He don't protect black women or something like that. But was
nah, he was saying that's gonna be the clickbait. Like, oh yeah, you ain't protecting black women. He was talking about Shannon though, because he was cracking a joke on Amanda Seals.
Okay.
He was like, oh yeah, and Shay wasn't saying nothing. He kind of just laughed. He was like, all right, now when a click come out, you don't be protecting black women.
Chappelle, he can't be canceled. Yeah. Ricky Gervais, he cannot be canceled. Andrew Schultz cannot be canceled. I would think Shane Gillis right now, can't be canceled. Kevin can. Kevin's very corporate.
Right.
Kevin has to be careful what he says. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, someone like Kat and Chappelle, they don't have these corporate deals. Mm-hmm. Kevin's got to be careful. And I'm sure there's some things he wants to say.
Right.
But he ain't trying to mess up that check. I don't just like you. You don't defend black women. You know what I mean? There's a lot. I'm sure like Wrangler's about to call you. John Deere.
I got to take I need some water on this one, man. Yeah. There you go. See, I should have never opened that can of worms because I know
you don't, Shannon.
Kevin Hart, you know what I need to watch? His thing, appreciation award ceremony thingamabob.
Oh, the Mark Twain thing.
Yes.
People are upset about that.
Why?
Because not that he's getting it, how soon he got it. There's like, it took Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy like 30 years to get theirs. And they're like, how is Kevin Hart being able to get his Mark Twain Comedy Award? I was like, yeah.
Because Kevin been going hard since he came out, I guess.
Yeah.
And I just really want to watch because like Regina be killing me with her speeches.
Which Regina, Hall or King?
Hall.
Okay.
Hall, sorry. She was like, I'm his work wife, you know, and she just had this good little funny speech. Go watch it if you haven't. But I did watch Cat Williams stand up.
Did we not talk about that?
Did we?
Yeah, yeah.
I do a lot of shows. I forget. Yes, sorry.
We talked about it last week. We were just like, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I was confused.
Nothing
was
to go like, run home about.
Nah. The big thing that I'm excited about is next Thursday is the last day of school. I'm so happy that these kids are done.
Yes, is for us. It? Yes,
they
Lord.
Are done May 23rd, and I cannot wait to get rid of these little guys because they are too much. So I'm excited. Tomorrow's the last Friday of the year for school year. So I am looking forward to that.
I think CPS is the 7th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all go a little bit into June.
But, I be at this bakery, and the little high schoolers come in. I be talking to them, and they was like, They was arguing about what the last day was. The girl was like, no, it's a 7. No, it's a 6. The other person was like, it's whatever my last final is. I was like,
exactly.
There you go. Good
exactly.
answer. Good answer.
All right, guys. That is it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the episode. You can tweet me at one and only could tweet Shell.
As I share, you follow me on Instagram and follow me on the Snapchat. Yeah, bundle. I'm Miz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check out the podcast, rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace, she says.
Bye.